This is Brian D. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving the Boston area and the whole wide world on WMFO.org. It is time, my friends, for the Music Savage Show. Are you ready? This guy certainly is. I got a great one today. We are celebrating two very important things. We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11 and the first man to walk on the moon. They lifted off July 16th, 1969. And Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon on July 20th. Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary, 1969. And that fateful day interrupted a very important set at the Newport Folk Festival in 1969. James Taylor is 15 minutes in to his performance when news spread that we had landed on the moon, and his set was cut short right after he performed Carolina in My Mind. We're going to celebrate that. We're going to celebrate all of Newport. We're going to take a walk down memory lane. You ready to go with me? I'll sure certainly enjoy your company. Thanks so much for joining me, whether it's live or in the future. It's always a pleasure to have your company. Grab your coffee, whatever you're drinking, turn the speakers up. Let's have some fun. Music Savage Show. It starts right now.
Buzz, this is Houston. F2, I'm at the 1/160th second for shadow photography on the sequence camera.
Okay. I'm at the foot of the ladder. The limb footbeds are only compressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder down there. Very fine. I'm going to step off the limb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Now can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shine. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing, now I'm crying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. And hey, babe, the sky's on fire, I'm dying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Carolina, can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway call. Geese in flight and dogs at bite. And signs it might be omens say I'm going, going, gone to Carolina in my mind. Now with a holy host of others standing round me, no room. Still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it looks like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me. If it's up and in my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine? You just feel the moonshine. And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine? Or can you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina.
Your tail Well, Daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from a lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I still ain't that man.
take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys, the rivers and the plain. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedoms, her glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia to Alaska, from the old to the new, Texas and Ohio to the California shore. Tell me who could ask for more? Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty words cannot recall. On the strength of her freedoms, her glory shall rest on us all, on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedoms, her glory shall rest on us all.
Celebrating Newport Folk Festival 1969. The incredible, incredible performers that played that year. The infamous year that Apollo 11 crew landed on the moon and cut James Taylor's set short. All of those people, every single band, every single musician there, pure legends, including Pete Seeger, folk singer, social activist, and Newport folk legend. Power and the Glory, the Phil Oaks 1963 song recorded by Seeger for his album God Bless the Grass, released in 1966. Seeger performed on Sunday, July 20th. He was a board member of the festival, and he was responsible for bringing Dylan to Newport in 65. You know how that went. People weren't too pleased with what happened, but it changed the course of Newport forever. He was pretty much a fixture on the festival grounds until his passing in January of 2014 at the age of 94, and his presence is still there to this day and will live on forever. Muddy Waters up out of that. Baby, Please Don't Go, traditional Delta blues song recorded by Waters in 53. He performed that one on Friday, July 18th, 1969. Johnny Cash doing A Boy Named Sue. That was written by Shel Silverstein and recorded for the first time by Cash at San Quentin, which is the performance you just heard, 1969. He performed that on Thursday, July 17th. Big Mama Thornton doing Hound Dog. That was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, 1952, and recorded for the first time by Big Mama Thornton. She performed that number on Friday, July 18th, and bought the house down, from what I read and studied when I was putting this show together. That set really was amazing. Everly Brothers doing Wake Up Little Susie, popular song written in 1957 and made famous by the duo that year. Performed at the festival on Saturday, July 19th. They performed that song. And kicking it off with the James Taylor the very first recording, the original recording of Carolina In My Mind, first single released off his self-titled 68 debut. The single was released February of 69. It was the final song of Taylor's 15-minute 1969 set. It was cut short, as I had said, by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landing on the moon in the Apollo module. Lunar Eagle, July 20th, 1969, 50 years ago tomorrow. So that was celebrating the moon landing and Newport Folk Festival 1969. Let's get back into it, my friends. I got so much to play. There was no production planned for 1970, and it was scheduled to resume in 1971, but was ultimately canceled, and it would not return for 16 years, not until 1985. So let's play a performer from 1985. Here is Taj Mahal, Newport Folk Festival special, Music Savage Show.
Like a it's yours, not mine.
Security, but I've been in the wrong place, but it must must have been the right time. I've been in the right place, but it must have been a wrong song. I've been in the right vein, but it seemed like a wrong on. Cause I've been in the right world, but it seemed like a wrong, 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 wrong. See my life shaking with every who I meet. Refried confusion if I'm making itself clear. Wonder which way do I go to get on out of here. Cause I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. And I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I took the right road, but it must have took a wrong train. I took the right move, at the wrong time. I went in the right trip, but I made it in the wrong call. Head in a good place.
When you bow with your lover, she take you for a fool. She don't care how she hurt you, long as she's doing what she choose. That's wrong, little mama. That's wrong, little mama. That's wrong, little mama. That ain't the way to do. When you work each day, stay at home every night, she find fault with everything, ain't nothing ever right. That's wrong, little mama. Oh, that's wrong, little mama. Come back holding her head. You ask her for some loving, she'll say she's half dead. That's wrong, little mama. That's wrong, little mama. I say it's wrong, little mama. That ain't the way to do.
What's wrong, little mama? We are celebrating Newport Folk Festival on this show. I hope that you are enjoying it. I'm having a great time. This was a set of performers, bands, musicians playing throughout the 80s. As I had said, there were no production for 16 years after the 1969 festival. It went dormant. It was supposed to be happening in 1970 and... 71, and it did not. It did not happen in 1970. It was canceled for 71. Came back in 1985. You just heard music from B.B. King. That's Wrong, Little Mama, from his 12th studio album, Blues on Top of Blues, released in 1968. He played the festival Sunday, July 30th, 1989. Dr. John doing Right Place, Wrong Time, late great legend of New Orleans music. It's off his 6th album, In the Right Place, released via ATO Records in 73. And he played the newly christened Ben and Jerry's Newport Folk Festival. The company had stepped in and sponsored to prevent cancellation, and that happened in 1988. And Dr. John played August 21st, 1988. Johnny Copeland doing Houston from the Texas Bluesman's 1984 album, Texas Twister. And he played at the Newport Folk Festival on August 16th, 1987. That was a Sunday. Patty Larkin, Boston's very own Patty Larkin, with Dodge Dart. Great one off of her 1985 debut album, Step Into the Light. Larkin made her debut at the festival on Saturday, August 23rd, 1986, and played many, many, many more festivals. And kicking off that set with Taj Mahal, Happy to Be Just Like I Am, title track from his fourth album, released in 1971. He performed 1985, the year that Newport came back. Again, it was struggling throughout this this decade, and Ben and Jerry's stepped in and became the main sponsor of the festival from 1988, and that would last until 1999. Let's get into some more music. I'm going to do a set of Newport staples, people that you think about. When you think about Newport, these people come to mind all the time. Of course, there was Pete Seeger. He was a central part of the festival. And this is a set that honors other staples, people that performed many times or have popped up here and there, who support the festival. And there's so many of them. So forgive me for not choosing your favorites, but this is just the ones that I put together for this set. I call it the Newport Staples Set. Songs from people who have been part of this great, great time for some time. Speaking of them being staples, here's the Staples Singers. Because the Staples Singers. Newport Folk Festival.
Child that's grown old. desire. This old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just the hard way to go. When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy. He weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how I try, the years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old...
Driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Coming in from London, from over the pole, flying in a big airliner. Chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much? Touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Yeah, here's a guy with a ticket to Mexico. No, he couldn't look much stranger. Walking in a hall with his things and all. Smiling, said he was a Lone Ranger. Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Feel my
to tell them to. It's true, I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain top.
It's the Music Savage Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving the Boston area and the whole wide world, WMFO.org. God, I love that woman. That's Brandi Carlile right there in the set of Newport Staples. A few of the people who are the glue of the festival, whether they're playing sets on their own or showing up or supporting after parties or just being in that community, these are